Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. One of the hardest realities to face in life is that no matter who we are or what we do, eventually we will run out of time. Even with the best time management skills, even when we feel like we are making the most of the time we are given, there never seems to be enough of it for all the things that we want to do. This reality forces us to make hard choices when it comes to prioritizing what and who we want to spend our time with. But there's another side of this. Because we get to choose how we spend the time we have, we also get to fill our lives with moments that make us forget about time altogether. When we prioritize what we love and what will make us joyful, the pressure to use this time wisely disappears. There are thousands of instances where paying attention to time is pretty useful. But there are billions of other instances where time doesn't matter at all. We may measure the progression of a career or a relationship by how long it takes to reach a certain milestone. But when we are leaning into the present moment, when we're laughing our deepest belly laughs, when we're not occupied with counting the seconds, when we're dancing along to our favorite song, we're not counting the minutes. When we're lost in the moment with the person we love, or immersed in a book that speaks to the lowest octaves of our soul, we're not worried about the hours we spend in that space. We may not be able to give up on keeping track of time altogether, but maybe we can seek to create more moments in our lives where it's not at the forefront of our minds. Here's a poem that I wrote about identifying with time and learning to release that pressure around the relationship that we have with time. Perhaps the time we spend worrying if we'll have enough time in the future to do all the things we want to do can be spent looking for things in the present moment that awaken us to the point of forgetting about time altogether. Perhaps we can mark our calendars and check our watches while also recognizing for some days, moments, plans, and dreams, we were meant to set a mindful resistance to perfection and embrace an openness to simply enjoying the ride for whatever time we have. While it is true that time is that great equalizer in life, it is also true that we can release time's grip on us by choosing to spend our time with the people that matter the most to us. When we remember to live in the moment, when we remember to stay present and make room for joy, we are allowing ourselves the freedom to forget time even exists. So whenever you're feeling the pressure of an imaginary clock counting down, pick up a good book or call an old friend. Ask someone to dance along to your favorite song with you and laugh until the countdown feels like a distant memory. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to the possibility that it's time to let go and enjoy the ride. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. How can you partake in one activity today that keeps you present and makes you forget about time? Thanks so much for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.